This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we're grateful for you. A little gratitude moment for all of you, our fine listeners on the program. And we have a special guest joining us for the first part of this hour of the program, who's written a brand new book. Some of it you might like, some of it you might not like. That's a good book, I guess, right? The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. Our friend Bill O'Reilly, back with us on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Good, Scott. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for joining us on the program. And I get right to it on the book. I noticed in your foreword, you talk about the fact that the book was a bear to write, almost as difficult as Killing Jesus. You've written a lot of books. So tell the audience why this one was tough to write.
Well, the United States of Trump is a... basic analysis of the man, the president, from the time he was born, and even back further than that, his grandfather and father, to the present day. And Donald Trump's not a look-back kind of guy. He's not a high school reunion kind of guy. He lives in the moment. So when I approached him and said, look, I need a few hours of your time to talk about your life. He goes, what? He didn't want to do it. But since I've known him for so long, and I've been very fair to him, I think everybody would agree with that. Not easy on him, but fair. He consented to a number of interviews. The first one took place on Air Force One, flying from Washington to Palm Beach. And I asked him all about his life, and, you know, he really didn't want to do it. He kept diverting to the TV set in front of him and to, you know, what I thought about this, that, and the other thing. And I kept going, can we get back to why you went to military school? That kind of thing. So it wasn't easy, but we managed to pull it off.
And the result is history, right? I mean, this is how journalism used to work, where you actually approach things from a position of, you know, what's history? What's the truth here? Let's get to the bottom of it. You know, I'm sure you agree.
Well, thank you for saying that, Scott. I really appreciate it, because that's exactly what I did. I wrote the book. No, I don't. In the Killing series, I have a co-author. Martin Dugard is a researcher, the best in the world. But here, all the research was bunk. It was all bull that was coming to me. Articles both pro and con about Trump just weren't true. So I had to myself report the book. No anonymous sources, which is going to shock the New York Times and the Washington Post. Everybody on the record. And if they weren't willing to want a record, I didn't use the stuff. And then I had to check out what they said, because I wanted to get a book where every single sentence is accurate. And I believe I've accomplished that in the United States of Trump. And if you read it, you'll know why he's now in the impeachment brouhaha. You'll know what he thinks about Mueller. The best chapter in the book, in my opinion, is the last chapter, when I interviewed him right after the Mueller report came out. And for the first time, I saw emotion in President Trump. You never see that. But, you know, he's under a tremendous amount of strain and pressure. And that's the strategy. The opponents want to break him.
They do indeed. And yet you saw him at probably the most stressful time of his presidency once that report came out, although it wasn't what his critics certainly hoped. It was just sort of a moment that has been this crescendo, and of course they continue today. How do you assess his tenacity in all this? I sense from just watching it, not knowing him, but watching it, that he is thriving on it, that he feels as though he was meant to do this. Is he weathering the storm well?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while. I saw him in August, and that's before the impeachment thing blew up. I think, as a human being, not a president or not a mogul or a billionaire, as a human being, he's absorbing a tremendous amount of punishment. He believes in his heart that he is doing an excellent job as president and for the American people. He believes in his heart that Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Hillary Clinton did unethical, perhaps illegal things in the election of 2016. That drove this phone call to the Ukrainian president. That's what did it. He wants to expose that. He's obsessed with it. Now, that may hurt him, that obsession. At this point, hurt Joe Biden more than Donald Trump, but anything could happen. So he is under a tremendous amount of strain. I haven't spoken with him recently. I can't give you an update on that.
I asked his son in a dinner we had during the last midterm election when he was out here visiting and campaigning for Senator Kevin Cramer. Now, I said, one of the big questions I have about your dad is, does he sleep? You know, because it doesn't seem like he does. And he said 3 hours is the average, you know, maybe four every now and then. Told a great story about when he first came into the company, thought he could take Saturdays off. No way. Get in, same time. I mean, it really is, that's almost supernatural. I mean, how in the world somebody can exist that many years and have that little sleep? I mean, he's different. I mean, he's built for this.
The guy has an amazing amount of energy. He really does. It's almost supernatural because his diet isn't great. When I interviewed him, he's eating shrimp salad with a lot of mayo. And he doesn't exercise regularly in a traditional sense. But he is focused and always has been. Doesn't wander out. Excuse me. Doesn't drink. Doesn't smoke. Never took drugs. And I explain why in the book. So he is. I mean, even if you despise Donald Trump, you got to give him credit. He's in his mid-70s, and the guy's the Energizer Bunny.
The book is The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. Bill O'Reilly is our guest. How does he really see America? How does he see us?
He loves his country because it's been very kind to him and his family economically. He believes in the basic Judeo-Christian tenets of America, that there are laws. They should be followed, that people should be patriotic, that the military serves a tremendous purpose for America. He believes all that. Traditional down the line. Not a conservative, certainly not a liberal, but he thinks that his skill set, and this is very important, is of tremendous benefit to the country, and that the skill set of, say, of Barack Obama hurt the country. And, I mean, you don't even want to know what he thinks about Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, and, I mean, he just dismisses them as cranks. So I would say that, you know, Mr. Trump is a business person, a transactional person. Everything's a transaction, and you either take it or leave it. That's who he is.
You bust through some myths in here, and that you really dig into this. One of the reasons it took the work it did to research it. What do you think is the biggest myth about him that you've revealed here?
That he's a racist. I mean, that's just such a lie. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I wrote The United States of Trump, because I know the guy for a long time. He's not a racist. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what your skin color is. So I go through the birther Obama stuff. I tell you why he did that. I go through the Charlottesville stuff. I tell you what really happened there. I go through the Mexican intrusion on the border and how he framed it and why he did it that way. And that's the worthiness of the book. You're not going to get that anywhere else. Now, I'm not making excuses for him. His wording is imprecise. And for a president, that's a deficit because he's the president. And when he tweets stuff and says stuff, it means something. And if he doesn't say it clearly or he says it erroneously, which happens, that's a mistake. So I'm not making excuses, but I'm going for the truth. This is what his meaning was. If he didn't get it out properly, that's on him. But he's certainly not a racist. That's insane.
Do you anticipate any backlash from things that you revealed maybe on the other side where you see the president who has a good reputation, at least among his followers, on a particular topic that you don't think is worthy? I mean, any criticism here you expect to be controversial?
Excellent question, Scott. And I did anticipate that I was going to get it from both sides. I haven't gotten it from either side. And here's why. I think the Trump supporters respect the integrity of the book. because they know that I'm being fair to him, even pointing out stuff that maybe isn't great. No human being is perfect. So I do, what, scores of interviews so far on this book? And all the interviewers have been fair, no cheap shots, none of that. Very surprising. Secondly, the other side is ignoring the book. All right, so the George Stephanopoulos's, these people, they're ignoring it because they know to attack the book brings attention to it. So I haven't heard much. But a barometer of this is Amazon.com. Which is, you know, everybody uses Amazon.com. And they have customer reviews on the book. I thought I was going to get slaughtered. Most of them are really strong, really good. And these are people who wrote the book. You can tell the people who don't read the book and just go in and try to hurt the author. And there's a few of them, not many. But this book has gotten really strong reviews from these people on Amazon. And it's fun to read them for me. Most of them.
Hold that thought, Bill. We're going to take a break. Come back with more. Bill O'Reilly, the book is The United States of Trump. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Ever taken a cruise on the Potomac around the nation's capital? You'll never forget it. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. My wife, Maria, and I are hosting a Flag family trip to Washington, D.C., December 10th through the 14th. The White House at Christmas time. A VIP tour of the U.S. Capitol. The Holocaust Museum and more. Great food, great fellowship. In the nation's capital. Join us. Go to am1100theflag.com for details now. am1100theflag.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You find by DAC Diesel today. CJ and the team can fix it. If it's diesel, they fix it. It's just as simple as that. You don't need to know anything more than that. Tractors and trucks and pickups, and they do it all. They've been doing diesel for decades, and that's all they do. And now Yes, they're in Bismarck, but there's vehicles coming from all over. They're even doing house calls. So call them for an appointment, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. Back with Bill O'Reilly. The book is The United States of Trump. Bunch of your questions coming in here. We'll get to those as well here by text, 701-367-2054. Or give us a jingle. I want to first ask you about the interview process. You mentioned a couple of hours of interviews. As you're interviewing the president, and get, you know, you've got a list, obviously, of what you want to accomplish so you can put together the pieces of the puzzle for this book, what most surprised you about the interview? Anything he said that really just went, wow, I didn't expect that, or anything like that?
No, not really. He when I was on Air Force One, you have to picture it, Scott, he's a big office on the plane. It's the biggest plane I've ever seen. I mean, it's a mammoth thing. You got a big office. You go in the office. He sits behind the desk. I'm the other side of the desk. Got a big TV screen in front of him, which is bad because that's going to detract from the interview because his attention is going to be diverted to the screen, especially when he sees a super with his name in it, okay? So I'm sitting there with him, and we're the first thing that happens is off the record, he asked me about a lot of stuff, and he always does that. I saw him last in August. Whenever he sees me, he pulls me aside, what about this, what about this, what about this? And I have to say that other presidents like Barack Obama and Bill Clinton have done the same thing. They want to hear my opinion. If they don't value it, they want to hear it. And I answer honestly. Somebody asks me my opinion, I give it to them. It's what I do every day on BillO'Reilly.com. So and then we sit down for the interview. We have an audio guy there, a big mic in front of him. But he doesn't have much interest in this, as I told you. He's not a look-back kind of guy. And I'm going, so your father, pretty tough guy, right? Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. But I kept going. He kept trying to divert my attention. So at one point he goes, what do you think of Brett Baer, the Fox News guy? And I go, he's got nice pocket hankies. Can we get back to? And I would divert him back, you see, because he wanted to get me into other zones, but I wouldn't do it. So it was a give and take for more than 2 hours, and I got what I needed. And then I supplemented that by his son, who was really good, Don Jr., very forthcoming about the family, about how he was raised, about his father. And so you, as a writer, you weave the mosaic. And I'm proud of the book. I don't think there's anything that I didn't get. I mean, I asked him all about Vietnam and all about his schooling and all about his bankruptcy and all of that. So we got to everything.
Good stuff. Texter asked this question. What do you think will happen with the impeachment stuff?
Well, there's going to be more stuff coming out, and that's going to tell a tale. So if there's nothing else, nothing more ahead, then the Democrats can do whatever they want. It's not going to matter. So the Senate will dispatch in one day. Mitch McConnell will go, okay, here's what they sent over. Should we try that? Everybody go, no. And it's gone. Okay, so that's what a likely scenario is. Now, if there's a expose about the whistleblowers, there's two of them, that they were politically motivated, which seems to be the case based on circumstantial evidence, then it just blows up. The whole thing blows up. That could happen. These whistleblowers, they look like they have a political agenda. And if that comes out, and it should, no more impeachment. It's gone.
Another texter says, why hasn't Trump tried to unite the country?
Well, I mean, I'm not quite sure how you would do that other than performance. So the economy is pretty good. Lowest unemployment rate in modern times. Why hasn't that united the country? That my question would go back to your listener. Why hasn't that united the country? And the answer is because the media won't acknowledge it. So the people who hate Trump are going to hate him no matter what he does. He could walk across the Potomac and they go, no, that didn't really happen. You know, I mean, it's when you have that level of hatred, you're never going to be rational. And this is not a rational presidency.
Another texter says, please ask Bill if he foresees another news agency such as Fox ever starting up. Would he be interested in spending his money on an adventure like that?
There are I have been approached a lot of times in the last 2 years to do certain ventures. There is a feeling that the United States needs another news agency on television in the investment circles. But it's like going into the National Football League on an expansion. You better have a ton of money because you're going to have to hire talent. You're going to have to put a substructure in. It's not easy. So I think it's possible. I'm very respectful to those people who think I'm good enough to want to talk to, always respectful. But if I get back, I have to go into that hate swamp where every day of my life when I was on Fox News, I was attacked. My family was attacked. I was smeared. I was slimed. If I go back, that will start again. Do I want to do that? So there's a lot of things in play, and but I'm willing to listen.
No Spin News is where we still can get you, and folks might not know this, but Bill's on every day. You don't have to wait for a new network to come along.
It's an interesting phenomenon. No Spin News is a half-hour broadcast, and we're doing very well with it. We're sold out. We have two commercials. We don't burden the viewer with commercials. And it's a more informal presentation, but it's the same thing that I do. I take the topics and I tell you what I think, and then we do a whole bunch of stuff. We have a few laughs, and I wish people would check it out. And people, creatures of habit, they like the TV, that kind of thing, but I don't think you're getting served well on television anymore. I have to say that. I try to watch these broadcasts. I don't learn anything. You go to BillO'Reilly.com, and you sign up for the No Spin News, and it's dirt cheap. You're going to learn something every day.
Yeah, you are.
You value that. Go ahead.
You're so right. I mean, there's about three nuggets every day that are repeated 8,800 times. You know, you're not learning anything.
Yeah, on the cable, you get the same thing. It's like a loop. But with me, you're going to get independent, honest analysis, like I always did. And I think it's worth your time and a few bucks, because, again, we keep it so everybody can afford it.
Saw an interview of Stephen Miller recently, one of the president's top advisors, talking about just how real the deep state is and how you can't fire people and how they're actively working against you within the administration. Seems to me that's a big, big threat to this president or any president. And, you know, you wonder, just how does this end? We only have a half a minute left, but I want to know what you think. How is this going to end for Trump, for America?
It's impossible to say, because the economy is everything. If the economy is vibrant a year from now, Donald Trump has a good chance to get reelected. And obviously who he's running against will matter. As far as the Washington people, you're never going to root them out. They've been there forever. There's unions that protect them. Miller is right. It's a vicious, vicious atmosphere there. And Americans should understand that these people are not looking out for you.
Well, if you want to... history from someone that has done a great job in a service for others on this book. Get the book from Bill O'Reilly called The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. Good stuff. Thanks, Bill. You take care.
Okay, Scott. Stay warm out there on the plains. I appreciate you having me in.
We'll do it. BillO'Reilly.com, folks. BillO'Reilly.com to watch
every
day.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Jews around the world observe Yom Kippur, there's been a shooting near a German synagogue that's left two people dead and one person arrested, though police have not made it clear whether they're looking for a second gunman. The White House counsel has sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying that the White House won't cooperate in the House impeachment inquiry because its investigation is constitutionally invalid, as the full House hasn't voted on impeachment. Meanwhile, in the upper chamber, Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he, too, wants to send a letter to Speaker Pelosi.
I'm going to ask my colleagues in the Senate, Republicans, to sign a letter to Nancy Pelosi saying we did not believe the transcript of the phone call between the president and the Ukraine is an impeachable offense.
Graham spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I do too.
This is a good way of breaking down the news, you know. He's a little bit, you know. I mean, he's a media star, and he's got an ego, and most media stars have an ego. So that isn't, you know, anything out of the ordinary. But I just like how he did what he did. He was good at his craft.
I gotta watch more of his stuff. I see clips and pieces of it, but
yeah, he does something
always
that,
makes sense.
That no spin news.
Yeah.
Is
yep.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Only thing different is he doesn't wear a tie. Gave up the tie for the
what's
the
wrong
TV
with that?
I guess when you work for yourself and you don't wear a tie.
He can say what he wants, too.
Yeah.
No spin.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with it. It just looks so different to see him in a, you know.
Ah, true.
Little shirt there and stuff. But, I mean, a shirt and an open shirt and a T-shirt underneath. And but, hey, it's the information. It isn't what he's wearing. Who cares? So, good point. It's kind of a TV thing. Wear a tie.
Chokes all the oxygen off to your brain.
Is that what it does?
Yeah.
Did not know that. All right. We have some time to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about between now and the top of the hour. It's called What's on Your Mind for a Reason. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. That's working again now. 701-258-0550. AT&T, thank you. Got that working again. 701-258-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or me directly, scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com. What else? Todd's number for texting, 701-226-8503. What'd you think of Bill O'Reilly? You like that? Call and let us know. Brought to you today by the energy of North Dakota. You know, North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is part of the reason we recently saw an attack by Iran on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, affecting up to 10% of the international oil supply, and it was but a blip. There would have been a day in our not too distant past in which that would have been a major disruption and a major price hike. You know why it doesn't happen? Because of what we're doing in North Dakota. That's right. Second largest oil producer in America, McKenzie County. Highest producing county in America. And all of that is done with talent and resources that are being used wisely. What do? They help build a strong, sustainable future for their family, their friends, their neighbors. Commerce and communities working together for the good of all. That's how it works. Find out more about all this at energyofnorthdakota.com. Energyofnorthdakota.com. All right. Denny in Moorhead wants to talk about hypocrisy.
Yeah, good morning, Denny. Yeah, Scott, it's unfortunate we live in these times that each side, the hypocrisy is pretty deep. Like this morning you mentioned the deal about the gentleman down in Detroit Lakes. You know, he said that if the guy touched him, he'd kill him. But you failed to report the guy in from West Fargo that pulled a handgun on a lady because she had a Elizabeth Warren bumper sticker. But
Okay, wait a minute here. Wait a minute here. You're saying that by mentioning something that happened, as I said, it happened in Detroit Lakes, that somehow it's hypocrisy to not mention something in a different place.
Yeah, you did.
Completely unrelated to that. That's not hypocrisy.
But here, I'll point out your hypocrisy.
Okay. Well, hang on a sec. Hang on a sec, Denny. You said that was hypocritical. So let's answer these one at a time. I don't like.
Well, as long as you give me the time to do the main deal I wanted
you
to do.
You can have as much time as you want. You can call me hypocritical till the cows come home. I didn't even know about this Elizabeth Warren deal. Kevin just tells me they've talked about it. It's been in the news. So it isn't like we, you know, ignored it. But that was a stretch is what I'm saying. You got a bit of a stretch going there to say, oh, you talked about one bad thing they did, but you didn't talk about the other thing they did. Well, you don't know about it, and it isn't as though the one's related to the other anyway. But
is it coincidental that you just heard it now? Because it was on the front page of the paper, and it was on the news all over. But let's let that one slide. Scott, I remember a call you had in early spring of 2016 during the early primaries.
Hang on a second here now. Hang on a second here.
Okay.
Todd, can you pull out the 2016 file? What's the calendar say, Kev? It's
a good memory.
What, October 9th, 2019. So we got to wind the clock back 3 years and pull the info. We'll get to the info. Hang on a sec, Denny. We will get to the info. And my apologies on the Elizabeth Warren thing. I didn't see it. I honestly didn't. But, I mean, usually if it says Elizabeth Warren, I don't read it. It's just a thing with me because she's, not a serious candidate. So let's go back.
If the guy was a Trump supporter and he pulled a gun on a lady, okay, or
he's
she would display the gun.
He's an idiot.
No question.
Well, gets back to the point where this is hypocrisy, and I do have it.
That's not hypocrisy. That's not hypocrisy.
Okay, Scott, quick, lower your voice. Let's calm down because you like to get people riled up. Let's just go at it.
I don't like to get anybody riled up. I don't like people assigning things to a situation that are not. So let's start fresh. And you failed miserably on the first example, so let's go to a fresh example. You're going to go back to 2016. I have the 2016 files now in front of me. You want to go back 3 years to a call that I took. You've reported a call that I took in 2016.
Let's hear what you said in 2016. A Trump supporter called in, and you said that Trump was to be taken seriously, that he was a fraud, a phony, a joke, morally corrupt, a clown. And you know what? I think the greatest hypocrisy of this is you think that's the greatest thing that you're a supporter now is the greatest thing since the condom. And at that time, you were a Ben Carson supporter. That's exactly the facts, as they were, what you stated. You said all those things about Trump that people are saying now, and now you've got it completely gone the other way. So that kind of, to me, looks like hypocrisy.
I don't know that would be hypocrisy. I think you're, as most liberals do, overusing that word. But let's go back. I don't recall what you're talking about. I do recall being a critic of Donald Trump, specifically related to what he said about John McCain at the time. I have since, and said this many times on the air, this is not a surprise since you listen so well. You maybe know this and just are deciding to kind of keep this to yourself, Denny. But I've said many times, it is very clear that America needs somebody that is willing to go into the fire to the degree Donald Trump is to take on what's happening. That's become very, very clear to me through, 3 years ago in this. Do you have the date of that 2016?
It was the spring of 2016. You could probably go back and look it up.
No, I'll look it up if you tell me the date. You seem to have the date down, so and a lot of information.
Exactly. Well, put it this way. If I could go on your podcast, look on the date, the guy that was very irritated that you said that, and he really got into you, but it was kind of humorous. I remember it pretty clear. Another deal that I could point out to
you notice we didn't get the date there.
Yep. I know, Scott, but people will probably call in and say, yeah, they remember you.
I doubt it. Okay. It's 3 years ago, and it's been explained a few hundred times.
I would bet you.
I don't know what the point of your call is. Let me just say, Denny, I apologize for the things that I said about Donald Trump because I've since learned.
You apologize if that's the way you felt then. I wouldn't apologize if I
just told you.
Somebody.
Well, I know you hate Donald Trump. That's quite evident.
How do you know that I hate Donald Trump? There's things that I could say that I could support him on if he followed through on them. If he would have deported the 2.5 million people that he said who were criminals, and they knew who they were, and they would have been deported, my hat's off.
Well, you got to take it up with the Democrats because they've tried to stop it every step of the way because they want the voters.
Let's tell you another point of hypocrisy. Here's another hypocrisy. Remember when you used to say about the Obama economy, where you have to have $300,000 jobs a month created just to break even? Do you recall saying that a million times?
During the Barack Obama years, that's what the economist said.
The economist, you and Stephen Moore, and now we get 130.
No, but listen, Denny, listen.
Now we get 130,000.
Denny, now it's time for you to stop yelling and to calm down.
Okay.
Barack Obama dug this country into a hole financially, okay? He had anemic growth. I think the average was 1.8% over his 8 years. Of economic growth, 1.8%. He had, some very anemic growth. That's obvious. So when you do that, if you don't have the jobs to make it up, to get back up, that's what he had to do. It doesn't mean every president has to have 300,000, which is what you're trying to say, that I'm a hypocrite. But you've got to go back to economist school. Talk to the experts as we do, Denny. Talk to the experts and let them inform you as to what's going on. Full disclosure for the audience, this caller has long had an obsession with calling this program and trying to nitpick his things. He has a vision.
Oh, you're the comedian now, Scott.
Well, no, Denny, you've been saying forever that tax cuts don't help the economy. That's the most ridiculous thing on the planet.
Put it this way. I could do a half-hour show on that and prove it to you in black and white. Now, here's what the truth is. Yes.
No, you couldn't, because it's a fact you can't prove.
The national debt did go up $8.5 trillion under Barack Obama. The reason
it doubled. It doubled. It doubled.
The reason why
it doubled. It doubled. And let's talk about the hypocrisy for a minute.
No.
Barack Obama was in Fargo, North Dakota. He was out at the Yunker Farm. And you know what he said? He said that George W. Bush was immoral for adding to the national debt to the degree he did. Guess what? Barack Obama doubled down. Who's the hypocrite now, Denny?
What did George Bush hand off?
Could you answer my question?
I will, if you give me an opportunity, Scott, and you keep interrupting.
No, I'm waiting for an answer. You don't get to ask the next question without answering the question.
The deal is that we inherited...
Okay, I'll put you on hold, and you'll see if you can answer the question while I talk to Ryan and Mina. We'll come back to you, Denny. You just have to answer the question. That's the only rule. You don't get to ask the next question once you go on. Ryan and Mina, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that were very nervous about voting for Trump and weren't quite sure, and now that we actually have Trump and see exactly what he's doing, would absolutely vote for Trump again in a heartbeat. A lot of people were nervous about Trump 3 years ago. Like, what does that matter? Of course people were critical of him because we didn't know what we were going to get. Now we know what we're going to get. And a lot of people like Trump now. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, it is old news to this audience because we've talked about it before. It's not something that I'm ashamed of. I was like, you can't talk about people like that and run for president. He's proven me wrong. And my wife, she was like, didn't worry about it. Like, who cares? This is the guy who's finally fighting for us. I came around to her way of thinking, you know? I mean, it did, and it made sense. But look, when you live in a world where you remember phrases from three-year-old conversations and want to call somebody a hypocrite, you're in a different place. More coming up.
Dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
The 2019 Ports to Plains Alliance Annual Conference is coming back to Williston for the second time in 4 years. Wheels of Progress is this year's theme. The dates are October 15th through 17th. Agenda highlights include Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford keynoting a luncheon. There'll be a panel discussion with leaders from the Bakken oil field. Discussion on four-laning U.S. Highway 85 across the remainder of North Dakota and much more. Registration is available online at PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers with an exceptional lineup of farming construction equipment auctions this November, featuring farm retirement auctions in Beach, Church's Ferry, and Grassy Butte, North Dakota, offering Case and John Deere combines, John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, John Deere 4940 and 4730 sprayers, hopper bins, semi-trucks, trailers, and more. Pfeiffer's will also be hosting equipment auctions in Steele, Williston, Harvey, Tuttle, and Bowman. Full equipment inventory lists and all land auctions are available at Pfeiffer's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. We do the Wednesday Wheels deal, where we tell you about a great deal, and you rush there and buy it before somebody else does. That's a smart idea. Two stores, one in Bismarck, one in Valley City. This one's at the Valley City store. It's a beast of a truck with a sharp look to boot. 2010 GMC 1500 Crew Cab SLE package, 100,000 miles. These move fast. $16,995 is what it's on the lot for right now. If you come in and say, Scott sent me $15,000 even, and you drive it away. It's white, got nice sharp aftermarket black wheels, all-wheel drive. Hop online, check it out. PucklichValleyCity.com or stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. 721 West Main in Valley City or online at Pucklage.com, PucklageValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, couple off-air calls, and then we got to get back to Danny and Moore and see if he's ready to answer the question, and a few others want to get in here. So a lot of calls waiting, and a little time to do it, so let's go quick. Off-air calls first.
Sorry, you lost that battle. You are a hypocrite, and you said all those things. We all know it. You said it. Learn to eat it there, sport, and crow is best eaten warm, so just give up while you're, while you can move forward, okay?
Crow is
oh my
warm.
Gosh.
I've never heard that one before.
How about this?
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, some people really go through life angry. Is this woman angry? Let's see.
Hey, Scott, even worse. Obama was 1.6. I added it up one day. 1.6 GDP in 8 years. And good for you for fighting back. Last time I checked, United States of America, you have the right to change your opinion, and you also have the right to believe in and endorse our president, as he has our values and our best interests at heart. Last time I checked, you have both of those freedoms. Change your mind and endorse and respect the president.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is a good point. And I think only the only people that say that you said that then and now you say you like him, so therefore you're a hypocrite, are people that really need more things to do in life. I mean, it's just a waste of energy and time, and it's dumb. It really is dumb. And I was a Ben Carson guy. I like Ben Carson a lot. I'm Ben Carson, but the exact opposite of Donald Trump in the demeanor thing. But I think now we found out how bad this deep state is. We didn't know.
I was this close to Gary Johnson of Gary Johnson vote.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. When you have a process of 16 or 18 people, you're going to pick some. And I honestly, the reason I was reluctant on Donald Trump was because I didn't think you could get by with talking to people, you know, about people like that, opponents, for instance.
The way he
When he said John McCain, I like my heroes who weren't captured. I about buckled at the knees.
Yeah,
right.
That was bad.
But he's proven, and I think the thing that I've learned from the audience, and I learned from you about this when we talked about it, the audience beat me up about that. Okay, they held me accountable about that, and you know what? I'm glad they did, because they said this country is more important than some flap over who said what about who. Look at the important things. Okay, so Danny, now here is what I was talking about. This is in Fargo, North Dakota. This is Barack Obama at a campaign event ripping on George W. Bush. Let's see if you can call this hypocritical at all.
The problem is that the way Bush has done it over the last 8 years is to take out a credit card from the Bank of China in the name of our children, driving up our national debt from $5 trillion for the first 42 presidents. Number 43 added $4 trillion by his lonesome. So that we now have over $9 trillion of debt that we are going to have to pay back. $30,000 for every man, woman, and child. That's irresponsible. It's unpatriotic.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting. Isn't that something? It's unpatriotic. So there you heard it, Danny. A guy trash-talking George W. Bush over adding less money than he did. Can you stop that? Let me finish. So you heard him criticize him, and guess what? He said, hey, he added $4 million to this. It's terrible. It's horrible. Guess what? Obama doubled the national debt from 9 to 18. Is that not hypocritical, Mr. Denny?
Let me explain. What Obama said there was absolutely a fact. Now, what did Barack Obama inherit?
Is it hypocritical? Okay, is it hypocritical?
Please, well, let me answer the question, Scott.
You said yes, it was.
Obama said there was actual and factual, and I'm
that isn't the answer. That isn't the answer I'm looking for. Is it hypocritical? Yes or no?
Scott, here's the facts.
You can't answer a question. I'm not going to do this. If you can't answer a question, there's no use having a conversation. Let me help you out. Yes, it was hypocritical. I know it's embarrassing to call and say something's hypocritical and get it put back in your face, but it was. So just say it. Mike in Williston, quick, you're up.
Yeah, I guess that woman caller
just kind of ruined my statement. I was going to say that I'm a hypocrite, too, because I'm one of those never-Trumpers. I thought that from everything I'd heard from him before, that he was a far left-wing liberal, and then all of a sudden he changes how he stands on issues when he throws his hat on the ring. I didn't trust him. I live in North Dakota, so I knew that he would win North Dakota. I did a write-in vote for Ted Cruz, and now I am glad that he is president instead of Ted Cruz, because Ted Cruz would have gotten chewed up by the media. So I changed my mind, and I guess that makes me a hypocrite. And
I guess it does.
Next time.
Yes, it's the Happy Hypocrite Club today on What's On Your Mind. I love it. We're joyful warriors. Thank you, Mike. Dan and Fargo, Stephen Mandan, call tomorrow. We ran out of time. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, you know, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of Everyday Made Better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table. That's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables. And even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University. And you can totally customize it if you'd like. And the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, Spas, Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.